Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! And Silver!
The westbound wagon train had halted at sundown. A dozen or more small campfires dotted the open plain, each one representing a family unit. Most of the pioneers had finished the evening meal and worked to make ready for the night before darkness set in. Sam Daggett was the leader of the caravan, and it was he who had hired the man called Idaho as the guide.
Idaho, you startled me.
Sorry, Miss Dean.
How long have you been standing there by the wagon?
Just a couple of minutes. I couldn't help but admire the way you slick up the cooking gear. You'd sure make a man a first red wife.
Indeed.
No offense meant, Miss Jane. I'm not looking for a wife. I am looking for your pa. Is he around?
Well, he's over there talking to Mr. Lindsay and Mr. Newcomb.
Oh, them ornery newcomers, huh?
What's ornery about them?
I don't know what it is, Miss Jane, but for newcomers, they're too handy at passing out advice. It goes against my grain.
Father seems to think they're all right.
What do you think about them?
Well, I have no reason to dislike them, but...
But you don't like them, is that it?
Well, I don't know why it is.
Well, you just trust your hunches, girl, and you'll be all right. Mark what I say, there's something wrong about them. I better mosey over and see what they're telling your pa.
Idaho, don't start trouble.
Me start trouble? I should say not, ma'am. I'm not one to start trouble. But I'm sure handy at finishing it once it gets started. Hi there, Daggett.
Oh, good evening, Idaho.
What's going on, Mr. Daggett? The newcomer's been giving you some free advice?
Well, I have. Newcomer and I were telling Daggett that we're heading the wrong way.
Is that so?
Idaho, they may be right. They say we should head south and get through the hills by following Sioux Valley instead of heading north along the Canyon Trail.
The Canyon Trail was swept out about a month ago by a landslide.
That sure is news to me. I never heard of a landslide on the Canyon Trail.
There's probably a lot you haven't heard about.
What do you think, boss? I reckon you're still head of the wagon outfit unless these two have took over bossing as well as guiding.
Well, to be frank, Idaho, I don't know.
Boss, these two hooked on with us just recent. And asked if we'd let them travel with our outfit so as they wouldn't have to go through the Indian country alone.
Well, after all, if we have information of importance...
You just wait till I'm done talking, Mr. Newcomb. You two are what you might call passengers. Me, I'm hired to guide. Mr. Daggett, if you don't want me as guide, I'll take my pay in full freight. You can hire these two.
No, Idaho, there's no use being stubborn.
It's me or them.
But after all, if the canyon trail is wiped out, we'll lose a lot of time backtracking to take the south trail. Now, there's no reason for you to be offended just because...
Mr. Daggett, what I said still goes.
The man who told us about the canyon trail knew what he was talking about.
I appreciate your interest, Lindsay. But after all, Idaho is the guide.
That being the case, we take the canyon trail like we planned.
Very well, Idaho. But remember this. If the events prove that these men are right, I'll hold you to account.
Don't say you weren't told about the landslide.
It was a few days after this incident that the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, reined up and dismounted to examine the cold ashes of a campfire.
This fire was made since the rain of 3 days ago, Tonto.
Not right.
On the other hand, must have been made before the heavy wind of yesterday. All the loose ash has been blown away.
Ah. Me say fire may be 2 days old.
That means we've gained on Scar.
Ah. And still take gang west.
Yes, traveling fast and following a straight line. Scar Martin's gang is up to something.
Maybe them run from law.
Oh, no, Tonto. The law were after them. They'd head for the hills where they could hide.
That's right.
I don't think the lawmen know they're in this part of the country.
We go on, maybe catch them?
Won't do any good to catch them, Tonto. Even though we know they're crooks, there's nothing that can be proved against them. I'm sure they're up to something. If we follow them, we'll probably learn what it is.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Look over there. Horsemen come this way.
First man we've seen in several days.
Him see us.
He may know something about this district. Won't do any harm to ask him if he knows of anything that would interest a gang of outlaws.
Hi there!
Hi!
Howdy, strangers. Howdy. I want to talk. Go on your mask.
You said you wanted to talk to us.
Yes, but I...
Now, don't worry about the mask. Where did you come from?
Well, I'm guarding a wagon train. Maybe you can help me, even if you are masked.
How's that?
No, I reckon you couldn't. Your tracks don't come from the west, they come from the east. What I want is information about the country west of here.
We came over the canyon trail from the west 2 weeks ago. What do you want to know?
What's that?
I said we...
You say you came over the canyon trail?
Yes.
Inside the last 2 weeks?
What about it?
Wasn't that trail wiped out by a landslide?
Not when we saw it.
Them polecats. Them lying polecats.
What do you mean?
Two hombres that joined up with our train said they had word that the canyon trail had been wiped out by a landslide.
Recently?
A month ago. If what you say is true, they lied.
What do you think?
I think maybe they got some reason for wanting my outfit to take the trail through the Sioux Valley. That's what I think. And by Don, I'm going to find out more about it. Thanks, mister.
You're welcome. Adios.
Adios. Get up there, boy. Get up.
That plenty strange.
Yes, it is, Tonto.
We head for Canyon Trail right away, huh?
Yes. The Scar Martin gang holds their course. We'll cross the Canyon Trail ourselves to be safe.
Now, steady, fella. We go on now?
Martin's tracks are pretty obscure. Think we can follow them?
We follow them.
All right. Come on, Silver.
Get him on the scout.
It was 2 days after Idaho had met the Lone Ranger. The open plains were behind the wagon train, and Daggett, with his daughter Jane, led the single file across the winding canyon trail through the hills, with Idaho in the saddle just ahead. Suddenly, the guide held up his hand to signal for a halt.
Rain up there!
Whoa!
Pass the word back to rain up! Rain up!
Well, I'll be a stove-in billy goat. Look up there, Jane. Look ahead.
Pa, the train.
Clean wiped out. There's a landslide just like I was told. Let me out of this wagon. Let me out.
What's the trouble, boss? Why are we stopping? Something going wrong? Yeah.
Look ahead, man. Look up there. The trail is gone. You, Idaho, come here. Come here and give an account.
Gosh, boss, I didn't know what to say.
Well, Daggett, I'm not a man to say I told you so.
It's too bad you didn't listen to men who knew what they were talking about.
You'll answer for this, Idaho.
Doggone, I was sure that man I met spoke true facts.
That's the trouble with these smart-aleck guides, Mr. Daggett. Nobody can tell them anything.
You keep out of this, Lindsay.
It'd be mighty hard to turn the wagons around here. It's a narrow trail.
We'll have to go on all the way back to the branch before we can take the other route. Well, Idaho, speak up. What have you got to say for yourself?
He told me the trail was open 2 weeks ago.
He told you? Who told you?
The man I met there. Well, I reckon the less I say about him, the better.
Well, I've had enough of you and your garden.
Dad, please.
Hey, you keep still. It's for you, Idaho. You get.
Now, hold on, Mr. Daggett. I made a mistake, I guess. Leastwise, I'll admit I did, but
I'm not going to have the chance to make another mistake. Go on, get out of my sight. I don't want to see any more of you.
But you can't go through the country west of here without a guide.
No guide at all is better than one that leads us to a blind trail.
One that's too bullheaded to listen.
You, Newcomb, you better keep still.
Dad, surely a man's allowed one mistake. Why, even a dog's allowed one bite. That's a law.
It would have been all right if he hadn't been told. Trouble is, he was too smart, Alecky, to listen to good judgment when it was handed out to him.
You want me to stick around till I help you turn the wagons?
I don't want you to stick around another minute. I don't want none of your kind of help. Clear out.
All right, Daggett. That's what you want, that's what you'll get.
Easy that. Get up.
Lone Ranger and Tonto were still following the barely perceptible tracks of the outlaw known as Scar Martin and his gang. They saw a faint cloud of dust in the distance. A moment later, they realized that a horseman was coming toward them.
Right up, Tonto. Oh, Silver. There's something familiar about the way that man rides.
Ah, that's right.
Tonto, that fellow we met the other day, the one who was asking about the canyon trail.
That's right.
I wonder if he's been up to the landslide.
Him come from that direction?
He has. He'll probably wonder why we told him the trail was in good shape.
Him see us.
Is he shaking his fist, Tonto?
Well, that's what it looked like.
This may be interesting.
You! Here we are, mister. I want to talk to you.
All right.
Oh. Oh, oh.
Hello there.
You, Dan Ratcherhide. I've got a few things to take up with you. I'm downright glad to run into you again.
Take it easy. We made the discovery yesterday.
You told me that canyon trail was clear.
I told you the trail was clear 2 weeks ago. Something's happened to it since then.
And you seen it?
Yes.
On account of what you told me, I took a whole wagon train along that trail. Now they've got a backtrack, and I'm out of a job. It's the first time in 10 years a guy named Idaho Jones has been fired off a job.
They call you Idaho, huh?
Yeah. And I hanker to know what they call you when you're not wearing that mask.
I think we'd better improve our acquaintance, Idaho.
Huh?
Hollow and I were just about to make a camp. You better share it with us, Steady Silver. Get off your horse.
I see here.
Idaho, what possible reason would I have for trying to mislead you?
Well, I don't know.
That trail was cleared 2 weeks ago.
But Lindsay and Newcomb told me it was wiped out a month ago.
It wasn't. The landslide destroyed the trail within the last 2 weeks.
But doggone it, I don't get it. Lindsay and Newcomb said it was wiped out, but
those two men knew the trail was going to be destroyed.
How could they?
Furthermore, Idaho, the landslide that wiped out the wagon path was caused by blasting powder.
Blasting powder?
Yes.
Great day. You mean to say someone spoiled the trail of purpose?
Yes, I do.
Well, that being the case, Lindsay and Newcomb, they must have known it was going to be blown up.
Yes, I think they did, Idaho. I think I can give you some more information.
What's that?
Tonto and I have been following the tracks of an outlaw named Scar Martin. He has a number of men with him.
Yeah?
Their trail led right up to the landslide. We found evidence to show that blasting powder had been used, and tracks to show that the Martin gang used that powder.
But that would mean... Great Scott, you mean to say...
You spoke of men called Lindsay and Newcomb. How long have they been with the wagon train?
They just joined up recent.
Looks to me as if they were working with Scar Martin.
But why? What would anyone gain by blowing up a trail?
Idaho, that's what we'll have to find out. And I want you to help us.
Mm-hmm. The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. During their time in camp, the Lone Ranger and Tonto became well acquainted with Idaho Jones. They liked the young guide's sincere manner, and Idaho in turn found himself drawn to the Lone Ranger in spite of the fact that the man was masked. While the horses grazed and rested, Tonto moved a short distance from camp to study the ground and mark the direction Scar Martin and his gang had taken.
Here comes Tonto back with a report. What did you learn, Tonto?
Trail goes straight south.
South, huh?
Well, those men held to a straight line until they blew up the canyon trail.
That's right.
Idaho, you know this country. Where are those men heading?
If they follow a beeline, they'll fetch up in Sioux Valley.
And those newcomers to your wagon train wanted Dagger to take the Sioux Valley trail?
They sure did, but I don't see why.
Lindsay and Newcomb are working with the Scar Martin gang.
To what end?
To ambush the wagon train.
There's 40 men in the wagon train, likewise a number of women. And a rifle kills just as fast, no matter if it's man or woman pulling the trigger. Martin's got only 6 or 8 men. He wouldn't dare tackle such odds.
Idaho, a few years ago, Sioux Valley was the outlet for Sioux Lake. The army built a dam and closed the valley outlet to divert the water farther south where it was needed.
I remember. Building that dam made the lake lots bigger.
If someone destroyed the dam, Sioux Lake would spill into the valley.
Yeah. Yeah, so it would. And if a line of wagons was in that valley...
They wouldn't have a chance.
That settles it. I'm convinced you're right.
Come on, then. Let's ride.
Here. Horses.
Thanks, Tonto. That is there, Silver. Easy, because...
I'm all set.
Come on, Silver.
Come on. Get up now.
After backtracking for some distance, the wagon train turned south toward the trail that led through Sioux Valley. The days that had elapsed since the departure of Idaho had been marked by long periods of silence between Daggett and Jane, who sat beside him in the leading wagon. Finally, Daggett spoke to his daughter.
Still grumpy, Jane?
What's the use of talking about it, Pa?
Well, you got to admit, we lost a lot of time because of Idaho.
We may lose a lot more before we're through because we don't have Idaho. He was a good guy, and you know it.
It was several nights later. Moonlight glinted from the surface of Sioux Lake, and in the shadows of the earthen dam that retained that lake, the Lone Ranger and Idaho awaited Tonto.
He ought to be here by this time. You don't think those crooks caught him, do you?
We'd have heard some excitement if they had.
What's that?
Wait till I answer.
He made that noise like a bird.
A reply to Tonto's signal.
There he is.
Everything all right now, Kimasabi.
Do you have any trouble, Tonto?
No trouble.
You did what we planned?
No. How to do it?
Good.
You learn anything?
Yes. Idaho rode at the top of the hill and spotted the wagon train in camp.
And wagons will be here before noon tomorrow. If our hunch is right, Lindsay and Newcomb will find some reason not to be with them.
Hurry up there, boys. Get your horses hitched. We got to be underway before the sun shows over the horizon.
Daggett says hurry up, men.
I have the stuff all packed in.
Good girl.
Are you all set to get underway, Daggett?
Just a couple of minutes and I'll
be traveling with you for the first few hours, Daggett. Lindsay and I saw some fires off to the southeast just outside the valley.
Well, I dare say we'll manage without you.
You can't miss now, Daggett. You're inside of the valley. We'll probably rejoin you before you get through.
It's all right, gents.
If we have any luck, we'll bring you some fresh steaks.
We sure can use them. Good luck to you.
Thanks, and we'll see you later. Come on, Lindsay.
Good day, Miss Jane.
Good day.
Let's get
along. You just stuck back behind your saddle, didn't you, Lindsay?
Sure thing. If Daggett waits for us to bring him some buffalo steaks, he'll starve.
Here's the horses. Now we cut over to the east as if we're going hunting, then circle around, meet Scar and the rest of the boys.
Sit down, fella.
Get up! Get up there!
Newcomb and Lindsay traveled in a southeasterly direction until they were out of sight of the wagons. Then they cut back towards Sioux Lake. As they rounded a large rock formation, they came face to face with a masked man and an Indian, both of whom held guns.
Hold on. Right up there.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, what's this mean?
If this is a stick-up, I'll tell you.
Those horses. Keep an eye on
them. Hold on. I guess you got us wrong. You must be some of Scar's men.
We're not Scar Martin's men. We haven't got you wrong. Get off that horse.
Hit the dirt.
Hey, let go of me.
Come on.
Hey.
You're next, Lindsay.
Wait a minute. Let go of my arm. Don't pull me off like you did Newcomb.
Come on.
Oh, what are you trying to do, break our necks?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Now, look here, mister. Just what do you want of us? Why are you dragging us from the saddle like this? Who are you?
First of all, I'll take those guns.
Why?
There. Now yours.
Now look, let's talk this over.
Too late for talking. We're going to stake you out in the valley and see how you like the sunshine treatment. All right, Tonto. Get this arm. Now come over here and give me a hand, will you?
Let
me have one. I'll take care of this man. You take the other. Hands and feet. We'll toss them over their own saddles and take them into Sioux Valley.
No, no, wait. You must have the wrong men. Who are you looking for, anyway?
You're not the pair who left a couple of pioneers staked out in the desert.
No, we're not. I swear we're not.
You aren't. That's too bad. Because you're going to be treated as if you were.
The noonday sun beat down intensely on Newcomb and Lindsay as they lay helplessly tied on the lush grass of Sioux Valley. They could hear the wagons drawing near. Meanwhile, Jane and her father led the long train toward the entrance of the valley, and it was there that they saw a single horseman riding hard to meet them.
Look, Dad, it's Idaho.
I'm sure it is. What's he doing down here?
Oh, Idaho!
Oh. Howdy, Miss Jane. Listen, boss, Newcomb and Lindsay are hog-tied in the valley.
You're not telling me nothing. I listened to you once.
And you're going to listen to me again. You've been took in by a couple of first-class pole cats, and I can prove it. But I've got to have your help.
Idaho was out of sight beneath the canvas top when Daggett reined up and climbed from the wagon to aid the men who lay helplessly tied.
Hurry, Daggett, cut these ropes. Let it free.
Now, take it easy, gents. What in tarnation happened to you? Who tied you like this?
Never mind that. We'll tell you all about it after we're free.
I got a knife here, Summers.
Into the game of goodness, find it.
Hey, day, you men are sure excited. What's the trouble? Had too much sun? I'd better get you in the wagon out of the direct sun. Then I can find a knife to set you free.
No, never mind that. Just get a knife. Hasn't anyone a knife?
It's a sure sign of sun sickness.
I tell you, it's not. We're all right. Just get us out of here, that's all. Who has a knife?
I've got a knife here.
It's a darn fine rope. It'd be a sinful waste to cut it up. We can untie these knots if we work on them and save the rope.
No, no.
Give me a hand, Joe. We'll lift Mr. Lindsay and Mr. Newcomb into my wagon.
Right. That won't do, I tell you.
Oh, cut us free. We'll pay you.
Pay us? You must be hit by the sun. Take Newcomb's feet, Joe.
All right, boys.
We'll hoist him into the wagon. Jane's good at knots. She can probably untie him.
Lindsay, we gotta tell him. Listen, Daggett, the men who captured us are planning to flood the wagon train.
Flood the wagon train?
Yes, yes. They're planning to blow up the dam over there and flood this whole valley.
And wipe us out?
We'll tell you all about it later. Cut us loose. Give us a chance to survive. That dam will be blown up any second.
Newcomb, why didn't you tell me that as soon as I got here?
We can explain everything. Just cut us loose, that's all.
If this valley's to be flooded, maybe I better turn the wagons around.
Free us first.
How do you know the valley's going to be flooded?
The men who captured us are plotting it. We overheard them talking.
That's what I was waiting for.
Idaho.
You.
Let's go get the men who captured you and talk with them.
But there isn't time.
Cut our ropes.
I'll cut your ropes. And then you two are riding with me and some of the men with Daggett.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in a hollow near the dam. They held six hard-faced men at the point of their guns, Scar Martin and his gang.
You two can't stand there forever. And as soon as one of you gets tired, we'll jump you.
We'll see about that, Scar. I don't think we'll have to stand here much longer. Newcomb and Lindsay are going to bring some men from the wagon train to take charge of your gang.
Newcomb, Lindsay? That's a lie.
Those two are out for money, Scar. The rewards for you and your gang are a great temptation.
Horsemen, come this way now.
If those two sold us out...
How do you think we located you? Why do you think we came here in time to keep you from lighting the fuses to your blasting powder?
Horsemen, plenty close to dam.
They'll be here in just a second, Scar. If any of you want to make a play to get a gun, this is the time to do it. It's your last chance.
Take it!
I hoped you would.
Here they are. Look.
Get them covered.
Anyone want to start shooting?
I doubt it.
Look, Lizzie. You double cross and pull
down. Scar, wait, listen.
Listen, my eye. You ain't going to get any rewards for us.
Wait, Scar.
It's Queen on us, you double crosses. Well, I'll tell enough to send you two to jail for life.
No, we didn't do it. We didn't squeal.
That'll do. I've heard enough.
How about the rest of you men?
I'm satisfied.
So am I.
Boss, now do you believe what I told you?
I sure do. Newcomb and Lindsay were working with this gang from the start.
And Idaho can show you where they buried the blasting powder to smash the dam.
They would have done it if you hadn't come along.
No, you wouldn't have, Scar. We disconnected the fuses from them some time ago. Well, these are your prisoners, Idaho.
That means you, Daggett.
Yeah.
We hog time and take them to the law, we'll do the West a darn good turn.
And you'll collect substantial rewards.
But what about you? You and Tonto are the ones that deserve the rewards.
Tonto and I have to travel in the other direction, Idaho.
Idaho? Who is this masked man?
Well, I'll tell you, boss. He's the one I met, the one that told me about the canyon trail. When he found that Newcomb was right about that trail, well, we just sort of teamed up to investigate.
That still don't answer my question. If you aim to team up with me again, Idaho, you'll tell me who that masked man is.
Well, I sure want to team up with you, boss, so I'll tell you. He's the Lone Ranger.
Come through there, must stop. I'm still there. Come on.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.